episode number 1 of Watching Computer Madness Shows on MTV. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Jared Morris. How is everyone doing? We're talking today about Henry is going to kill his mom and dad, the TV show airing on MTV in a few weeks.
This episode is brought to you by...
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.
Diana is watching as this is happening, and Faye shows up, planting a few more doubts into Cassie's head about Adam's loyalty. Cassie is sitting on the street, staring purposelessly at Chance's self-named harbor, when Adam shows up wanting to speak with her about, you guessed it, the circle binding. Principal Chamberlain is checking out some of the merch at Seafair, when her grandfather, Henry, cuts off Principal Chamberlain and takes her aside to talk about Charlie's murderer dad, who is said to have been abusing Ethan with magic, and about the circle being bound again by a younger generation. Ethan is complaining about how killer dad Charlie tried to kill him using magic, making him feel as though he was drowning. There is a little sinister music playing, and I am sort of wondering if his grandpa Henry and grandma Cassie are going to become a thing from this point forward. They are likely on the same page, and there is just something about the show that lends itself to transporting. Especially because Henry is dealing with a business who gave him a toxic heart attack last episode, just to drive a point home. Kudos to the show for not making both their wives totally ignorant. His secret body double is not going to behave like a nice, loving, or even rational dad while he is at Henry's house, and Henry is not going to stop trying to figure out ways to screw up Edward's super secret operations. This moment sets off a physical and psychological tug of war between Henry and Edward, which may well result in both being killed by a single bullet. Communicating via their small, clandestine, gadget phones, Henry and Edward are able to quickly send each other messages just when they sense the identity switch coming. Nearby, his girlfriend and Melissa are using their powers to win the ring toss match, when Nick shows up and whisks them away to do something fun. On a hunch, Walt questions Holly's 20-year-old son, who drives the same kind of car as described. In front of his mother, the son confesses that he learned Ross Lantons was his father, got a job working with him, and killed him when he saw he still had no respect for women. She tells Walt that Lanton sexually assaulted her 20 years ago, and that God answered her prayers by killing him. After Delilah's pimp is arrested, she describes the car that Lanton got in on the night she died. One of them, Darcy Lynn Farmer, ends up getting the ticket directly to the competition's live finale. As for that Janelle Evans quote, Evans told producers on the episode, Teen Mom 2 Inches. I am going to go and do something on my own, I am going to be off of contract with MTV. Angry over being fired by David Eason from Teen Mom 2, Janelle Evans revealed she wanted out of Teen Mom 2. It is not a show about families, nor is it about comedy in the workplace. It is about the way that adulthood is about balancing those two aspects of your life. At the time, though, The Simpsons represented a virulent subversion of traditional family sitcoms, using Al and Peggy Bundy's obvious ineptitude as parents for comedic fodder. Few shows captured the 80s, and growing up, spirit quite like 30-something. We dug deep in a wild decade to find 80 of the best TV shows from the 1980s. Let us know in the comments section below which shows you loved during the 80s. Read on for a look at what upcoming shows we are looking forward to seeing when the new year begins. There is probably no other show that brings me more pure TV joy than Rick and Morty, and there is definitely not another show that is still going. No show in the last 21 years has made me laugh harder. I would choose joyful bodily morbidity over uncomfortable shivers any day. When I spoke with Rob McElhenney for this feature, I asked him whether a show had to be hilarity-inducing to be included on a best-of-comedy list. His answer was largely unprintable. Being grounded in reality has helped keep Full House feeling fresh, 30 years later. Executive producer Hugh Wilson spent a few years working as a salesman at an Atlanta radio station, and several of the show's memorable characters are based on actual people in the broadcasting business. Full House has lasted, in our hearts and our late-night TV blocks, for all those years because of its lovable naivete, be it by Marion Cunningham or his kids, Richie and Joni. V in the 80s began in 1983, and it rapidly gained traction among elementary-age kids, and with their parents and teachers. the NBC sitcom was one of the most original, mind-bending, eye-bending science fiction shows to come on TV in a long time. The characters felt tacked on, and the show was pretty much a procedural about thankless jobs, but somehow, Party Down never felt repetitive. Maybe that comes across on my end as a kind of slave-like devotion to some meaningless cause, and I am reluctant to get into a book versus TV show game, but books have so many beautiful, poetic magics that it is already kind of sad to see magic reduced to just plain tedious commands.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Jared and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Watching Computer Madness Shows on MTV and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.